We are in Simen Tzadik Beis, Sif Aleph. Tzadik Beis, Sif Aleph. Anitzchach Linnakovo, these are complicated halachas. Let us try to the best of our capability to understand them. Oyetzorich Linnakovo, if there was a need for a person, Lasei Tzrochov, we'll elaborate as the Sif continues. Al Yispalo. So there's an Issa to be Mispalo. Be Mispalo Tfilosoi Te'eva. So he did an Issa if he did Davin, and if he did Davin, so the Tfilos are Te'eva, so they wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Tfilah. V'tzorech Lachzer Ule Yispalo. And he has to Davin over again. Yes, the daven over again. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Al Yispalo, what is the reason one should not daven if he has an urge? Lasei Tzrochov. Tchsiv, there's two psukim. One pasuk is Hikayin Likras Alekecha Yisrael, that one should be making himself before davening, and one of the inyanim of the chana is shmer raglocho kasher teilech al beis halakim. When you go to beis halakim, you go to shul, shmer raglocho. And what does this mean, shmer raglocho? Ba'omur chazal, omar kodesh bochu, shmer nekovecho. You should be shmeir the nekovim that are moitzi hashtone and rei b'shor shato imed betfilo lefonoi. That when you are davening, you should not be an urge lasei tzrochov, and we will elaborate later exactly how we define this urge. What? No. We're talking about nurse Lasei Tzrochov. Now, the Dirshu brings down a Muradike Yisod from the two. He brings down from the disciple. The disciple brings it down from the Eishel Avrom, that if a person has an urge, but he won't think about it, will divert his mind about other things, so the urge will disappear. So that urge is not considered an urge. That means the urge is only coming about because he's thinking that he has to go to the bathroom. But if it will be Messiah das from it, from a mele, he will be not necessary for him to go. The urge can become botul, so that is not considered an urge whatsoever. They bring down a maisa with the disciple himself, who is once by the kaisel, and so yes, is there a beisakise near him? Somehow it wasn't in the near vicinity of Davin now, so there's no need. So I'll kapon him, and that he was saimech and he paskin the halacha like this eishel avro. Shalom is a Bachut Shehov here. Bachut Shehov. V'tzorich, okay, V'tzorich Lachzer Ulispalu. So he has to go and daven over again, because, yeah. Bahani Mili, so let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. V'tzorich Yeshoimrim Dedavke L'Gdoilim. He says, by G'doilim, B'diyeved, Halacha is that he has to daven over again. Avol mektane b'diyeved ein tzorich lachzer l'ispalo. B'diyeved, you don't have to daven over again. Afilo, there was an urge. Al kaponim ktanim, we don't say that it's tvilosei te'eva, v'yesh chelke. And others are chaylek, and they hold that afilo by ktanim, he also has to daven over again. So here the Dirshu brings down, we're in a dilemma. That means, so by Ketanim, a person had an urge, and he davened. Does he have to daven over again? So So the Dish of Inzam from Abul Yashiv said as follows. Since it's a Sufik, so if he can daven again the Teiras Nedova, I'll make a Tanai. That means if I wasn't Yaitse, there's a Machlaikas HaPaiskim, there's a Bir Halacha brings down the Rashitas in both ways. Other Shitas holds a little Baktanim, if there was an urgent, he davened, he was not Yaitse. Others hold, he was Yaitse. So now what should I do now? He davened already. So what happens now? So Rabbi Yashiv says that if he has an alternative to daven again with a Tanai, or make a Tanai, if I was Yaitse, so there should be an Adove. If I wasn't Yaitse, so then it should be Lachayva. That would be the ideal Eitze to rectify the Suffolk. He davened already, was he Eitze Tfilah. Again, this Eitze is only when you can make a Tfilah Nedova. Let's say Shabbos, you can make a Tfilah Nedova because they weren't Makrim Nedovas in Shabbos. So Shabbos is Fafalan. He can't daven over again. And because, what? Yeah, Mav, you can make it a double also. Yes. I hear you, but I hear. But the Bir Halacha brings down a machlokes gedolei apoiskim, b'gnavrom, d'chai odom, and okay, I hear your horror. Yeah. Only b'gdolim, I'm not b'ktanim. Only b'gdolim, yeah, could be. The first in this year, that could be very good. V'hani mili. Now we're speaking about an urge. Now, what urge are we speaking about? She'eino yochel lahamid atzmei shir hiluch palse. That means that he feels that he cannot hold himself back for a shir hiluch palse, which is 72 minutes. Avon Yochel Lahamid, so then it's Tfilosai Toyeva. Agavucha, the Piskei Tshuva says something very interesting, that Bizmanehem, Bizman Chazal, Bizman Ashulchan Aruch, people were Mesuda. They ate. They ate the meals in time. They didn't eat between meals. There wasn't a gechapte in the middle. They're also eating something. So lemaisa, there was more or less a pattern. When the next time I'll have to go to the bathroom, when that. So this union of 72 minutes was not so difficult to figure out. Bismaneinu, we're leider lemaila min hazman. We don't. So then it becomes more problematic. About al kaponim, let us go. If a person is capable of figuring this out, that he can wait at least a hiluch 72 minutes. This is the Bir Halacha brings down Amir de Kerabe Kevega. Im yochel lahamid atzmei shir hiluch palse. To a hiluch, the time it takes to walk a palse, which is 72 minutes. Rabbi Kevega says, why do you say hiluch palse? Yochel lahamid atzmei Shir Palsa, I mean, the Palsa, the Shir Palsa is 72 minutes, let's say Hiluch Palsa. So Bekevega says, Amir de Kazach, Bekevega says, sometimes the person is sitting down, the urge will not surface. If he's walking, so then it will surface much earlier. So therefore, the Shir Hiluch Palsa, he's walking for 72 minutes, and if in the 72 minutes he'll have to go to the bathroom, so that's already, that's called, that it's that it's not a proper davening. So philosophy teyevo. That's philosophy teyevo. That means that he knows that in before 72 minutes, while walking, you'll have to go to the bathroom. Avol yochel lahamed atmei shir parse. But what is if he can hold himself back a shir parse? That means he has a small urge. He'll take an hour and a half. Is yotze b'di'evet. So here we said that he wasn't yotze. If he cannot hold himself back 72 minutes. But if he can hold himself back 72 minutes, he has an urge already. Yotze b'di'evet. So he's yotze b'di'evet. That means already b'di'evet. It's not called philosophy te'evo. Because in the present time that he's davening, he's not a nitzrach l'nekomo. So it's not called a te'eva. Avol ha'chatchila lo yispala sheyibdek asma itchila yotze. So that means, so the Mechaber is telling us, l'chatchila, if there is some sort of an urge, even though he knows he can wait an hour and a half till that will be forced to vasei srocho, so lechatchila he should go now, but the other, if he didn't go nidaven, but the other he was yaitzer. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. If he doesn't have any urge right now, then there's no problem whatsoever. Then in the middle of the, that's if Beis already. If he doesn't have any urge now, is no problem. So that's all that he should not have an urge. That's right. Yochel Lahamid, but if he can hold himself back, he was capable of waiting 72 minutes. So then he joins with the other. He could wait 72 minutes. And he could, and he davened, and after he finished davening, he went, Olas Yisrocho. That means now he was Ois Yisrocho. He's Yotze B'di'evet. So he was Yotze. Yeah, so Lamaisa, that means if he decided to go, but Lamaisa, he could have held himself back. So he decided to go. What? But he has an urge now. No. If he doesn't think about it, it'll go away. That's not called an urge, period. That means if it's been Messiah Das. We're speaking about Afilu. He doesn't think about it. He has a small urge now. Yeah, he has a small urge, but the small urge does not mean that he has to go. He can hold himself back. Yeah, he has a small urge. So if the small urge will remain small after 72 minutes, so but the evidence is tefillah was a good tefillah. L'chatchila he shouldn't have done this. L'chatchila he should have been menake gufoi before he started davening. Yeah, avol lechatchila. He can now he's up to Shemayna, he's davening Shemayna Esrei. He can wait more than an hour and a half. But even shu magish ba'atzmai k'tzas shetzorich l'nekovo, he feels that there's a ktas tzairich, so mamele, she shouldn't daven. That means she shouldn't daven, but the evidence is called that, so, but chatchil, she shouldn't daven. Now we have to weigh the options. Vafilu ima yedeze she yenake es atmoi, lo yiyuchel lispalo im hatzibo. That means he's going to miss tzila b'tzibo. He has a small urge now. Lamaise, he can hold himself back for 2 hours. So he has here two options. Should he go now to the bathroom with the Menake Gufoy, then the Mitzvah of the Tzibur, or should he go and daven now? So he says, so the correct anhoga is that he should be Menake himself. That means this is only the Yevedik Tzvilip. He should be Menake himself and Mitzvah of the Tzibur. Yeah. Omnam. This is preferable. Omnam. Im roye sheyedeze sheyivdoik yavir zman tfila legamri. But if the other option is that by being benake gufoy, he's going to fapas zman tfila, hiskim amogin avrom v'shar achoynim shemuter lehispalem v'mishay ba'atz meshuchalat v'shir shav v'choytish. So he says, and now we have guidelines. That means if he knows that he's capable of holding himself back 72 minutes, so lechatchil he shouldn't daven. But it matters if the price of not davening is for Miss Tzila B'Tzibur, but he'll make Tzila B'Zmanoi, so the Aguf Noki weighs over Tzila B'Tzibur. But if by being Menake Gufoy, he's going to miss this man Tfiller to Mamela. So then the is that he should have enough. Yeah. So the God is a very interesting Bir aloche, the bir aloche, we have here a din that lechatchila one should not daven, even if he can hold himself back 72 minutes. So the bir aloche klaus hashayla, which is could be very negaya, if a person is davening for the omid, and now he finished the Shtilu Shemoneh Esrei, now he's going to start davening the Hoicha Shemoneh Esrei, and he has an urge that he has to go. Now, we have Lechatchila, you shouldn't daven. That's Lechatchila, you shouldn't daven, so that's right. But here there's another factor. There's a factor of Kovod Abrius. That means this will be an embarrassing thing. That means he's davening for the Omid, and then all of a sudden, a nenu, which is embarrassing. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that it's covered up, you should start davening Chazoras Hashat. That means you should start davening Chazoras Hashat, and that is Mekel. But he says, but he calls a Shaila, but what will be if he feels that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei there'll be a tzairich gadol that he's over about to shaktu. So there he says, there's Mr. Pekiblaiz by tzairich and gadol what he should do. A suffix. We're talking about mamish about to shaktu. What, the Chazoras Hashat? No. So he said Chazor, but he knew that this urge, he won't be able to hold himself back 72 minutes. That he knows. So Memela, so here we have a din lechatchu, he's not allowed to daven. So he says, but if he's a shat, so Memela, there's a new factor which comes in, and this is the factor of Kovod Abrius. And Kovod Abrius is, so that will be matter. This lechatchila dikedin, you're not allowed to daven. Even not allowed to daven if you will not be able. If even though you can wait 72 minutes, so lechatchila not allowed to daven. So here he says, you're allowed to daven. But if we'll be in the 72 minutes, then he buys by tzor, Ian Godel, what the din will be. That means in the 72 minutes he'll have to go. So that yet, near that yet, Abulim, ain't yochel lahamid atzmei kishir parse. So here the din is tvilosoi teyevo. So here he is a suffix, what he should do. He is a suffix. He buys by tzorchi in Godel. He says, maybe I'll discover the breeze. Chazal, this is not Yisurin Darban Mitzorchi in Godel. Fine. Okay. Now, let us go further. Now, the Gemara says, so now we have our guidelines. We have a guideline that if he cannot hold himself back in a 72-minute period, he's not allowed to daven, and then if he daven, the tefillahs are te'eva, and he has to daven over again. If he can hold himself back 72 minutes or more, so then the din is lechatchile, he should not daven, but the yevet, he was yaitze. Yeah. He should be boidik himself. Now, let us go further. Now the Gemara says, Hagor v'chol anitzroch l'nekobo, that means we're in the 72-minute, he'll have to go out in before 72 minutes. Also, afilo b'divrei teire, he's not allowed to learn, Goldman shegufay mishukets min hanekobo. He's not allowed to learn. His Adirsha brings down that his old is mutter, he's allowed to think of learning, but he's not allowed to learn b'peh. So now let us see the Mishnah of Kotenbob. Afilu b'divrei teire, v'chol shkein b'krishma u'shar broches, he doesn't have this, he knows in less than 72 minutes he'll have to he's not allowed to learn. B'chosh came b'krishma b'shah b'roches. Now, by tefillah we had it in, so here we say there's an issa to learn, there's an issa to say krishma, there's an issa to say b'roches. But the yavet, mash medivre prima godom dein tzorech lachse v'likrish. Afal pike, if he did learn, that's not negayable, but talk about krishma and broches, with the yevet, he was yoytze. The chen kosa baramban b'muchomis. So now, this aloche that we said, if he has to be oyset tzlochov, he has to be oyset tzlochov before 72 minutes, we said tfilosoy te'evo, this is a din miyuchet by tfilah, by shemayna esrei. But by broches, b'chasam mozain, krishma, b'dievet, he was yaitze. After yakozman shegufoi mishukitz min hanekovim. That means he's not allowed to, because he has an urge that he has to go. Afilu in einoi misave kol kach sheyehebei mishum bal teshaktsu. That means bal teshaktsu is another darga. Balteshakso means that if a person will not hold himself back, it's going to come out by itself. The whole reason that it's not coming out is because he's holding, that's balteshakso. That's an issa balteshakso. Here we are speaking about that in 50 minutes, perhaps he'll be in this matzah. But now he's saying krishma. Now he's not in that matzah. And now this, by tefillah, there's a loche of tefillosoi te'eva, but by krishma and dos, it's but you have was yaitzim. Yeah, so now, shegufim mishukitz, afilu meinim is'abe kol kach shebe mishum bal teshaksu, but kivin sheini yochel lamid atzmai at parse, so memele, so he shouldn't. That's what we're talking about here. Al kaponim lechatchila, one should not make krishma, one should not make brachas. Uvifalse, but what is if he has an urge, but he's capable of holding himself back to lashir palse, mutar afilu bekrishma. So then, we are saying as follows that tefillah has two chumris. You're not allowed to, and by the end of your daven, you're not yotze. Krishma and brachas v'diavad. If you daven, even though he can only the strong urge will come after 15 minutes if he daven now, so v'diavad he's yotze. That's what he said before. And yeah, melchatchila shouldn't daven. But what if he can hold himself back 72 minutes? So he said by tefillah, he should not daven lechatchila, because he has some sort of an urge. But by krishma and brochus, beparsa, muta afilu bekrishma, then by krishma, as long as he won't have a strong urge till after 72 minutes, so he's allowed lechatchila to learn krishma. Now, the who melamed toiro lerabe. Now, a person is giving a shir, oy doirish, ubeemtan itztarech lenekovov afilu gedoylen. Now this is an embarrassing situation. That means he's in the middle of saying a shir, and now all of a sudden it's nitzarech with the call of the gedolim, and the only way he has to hold himself back. If he won't hold himself back, he'll be making. So he's in the middle of a shir, and it's very embarrassing. It will go out, but le'idach kise, it's a difficult matzav. He's saying divrei teire, and he's only about the shaktu. He's only about the shaktu. There's a nisa the rabbon about the shaktu, because the only reason he's not oisetz rochav is because he's holding himself back. So he says mutaloi lisha is atzmai about sheshaktu who rak isura the rabbonam nekoid kvoid abriya is nitre. And here we have a cover of the bris. He's in the middle of the shir. So he's permitted to continue. He was speaking about. He started saying the shir, and then he's in the middle of the shir. So there's a cover of the bris. Sif beis. So this is a Rabbana. This is a dinda. This Baal Teshakso is a Rabbana, and the Mokim covered the Briyas. It's maybe in Sifri, it's a Megimu, what it is, 1 second. Could be. Yeah, let's go a little further. Okay, I'll call them not by this.
What?
Not by this Indian. I don't know, maybe it's by Shkotzim or a Muslim, could be. Yeah, could be. Now, Steve Bays. In Behemzat Filosoi, Nis Oire Loi Taiver. He started davening without any urge whatsoever. In Ba'emtzat Filosoi Nis'oira Loi Taiva. Now we can be speaking about Rosh Hashanah Dike Davening also. We don't have to speak about, we have a long davening in front of him. A Musaf of the Rosh Hashanah, it's a long Shemay Nesre. In Ba'emtzat Filosoi Nis'oira Loi Taiva. Yamoid Atzmoi Atche Yigmar V'lo Yapsik. But here, we have here two factors. Factor number one was Hitzchol Beheta. He started davening, he didn't have any urge whatsoever. And number two is in the middle of Shemein Esrei, which there's an Issa to be Mafsik. So we hear here these two factors. In Be'emtza Tfilosin Yisrael Leitaiva, Yamid Atzmoi, he should hold himself back at Sheyigma, V'loy Yafsik. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Be'emtza, L'Tzoloyma, She'koidim Atfile Bodak Atzmoi. I mean, that's Be'emtza Tfilosin. Before Shemein Esrei, he was Bodak Atzmoi. Or there was no need. Lachach afal pisha achakach nisoyre. Now in the middle of davening, in the middle of Shemein Esrei, there was nisoyre. Afilu legedolim einoi rashoi lahafsik beemta. He's not permitted to be. He's in the middle of Shemein Esrei. He's in the middle of Shemein Esrei. So finish with hiskel beheta. Now, there's a dirshu over here. I'd like to mention the dirshu that the Prince of Rav Shmuel Bozna was, we said, Bodak Atzmoy. He was Bodak himself. He didn't have to go. Now, Rav Shmuel Bozna speaks about what's a person who's constipated. Yeah, so, theoretically, he has to go. He feels he has to go, but he's constipated. So he tried to go, he couldn't go. So what is that called? Bodak Atzmoy. So he brings from Rav Shmuel Bozna Mordekezah. So imavshe mitzvah lenakeis atzmoy day sama mishalsho. That means, so if it's possible, he should take before a laxative. He should take before, when he wakes up in the morning, a laxative. So this problem will not exist, so he'll be able to be menach himself. But I think there's a merdikadik over here. Good. That's a mitzvah, a very choshev mitzvah. When he davens, he has no urge whatsoever what to go. But he didn't take a laxative. And now at the present time, he has an urge to go, but he can't go. So it seems that's called bodak atzmoy, which I do. I was born to Katzmoy, there's a chiv, the person should be menakez, I can't be menakez goofy. Whatever the reason is, I'm constipated. It would seem that from this dirshu that's the halacha. Now, we're speaking about, he started davening. In the middle of the davening, he felt he had to go. In the Shoy Lahapsik Be'emza. Uposhut, the La'acher Shesim Shemein Esrei. Fine. So, finished. So now he finished Shemein Esrei. Also, Le Lahamid Atzmoy Oid, the Lema Kedusha. That means, before we hear a heter of Hiskel Be'eta, I started Shemein Esrei Be'eta. So now the din is, I'm Goyma. I have an urge to go. This is Hiskel Be'eta. But now, you finish Shemein Esrei. Now we're talking about Kedusha. Kedusha, no, you have an urge to go. So, Memela, and you won't be able, to wait 72 minutes. So, Memela, you should go out before Kedusha. Fine. He's there in Yenacha. There we have a similar halacha. If you had a minion, by Shemein Esrei, when they started with this one chazor sashat, you lost your minion. This is a new thing already. If you started chazor sashat with a minion, and then someone went out, so you're goyma. If you have roiv minion, you're goyma the Shemein Esrei. But if you only had a minion by the Shtil Shemein Esrei and by the Eich Shemein Esrei, you don't have a minion, so you don't start Eich Shemein Esrei, because Eich Shemein Esrei is a new Indian, and that you'd never had a minion. So the Mishnah Berurah is comparing this, the same halacha that the halacha was that it was Nesoyer Leitaiva, so the halacha was that he should continue Shemein Esrei, finish Shemein Esrei, but that's it. When it comes to Kedusha, don't say Kedusha. Then this, yeah, Yochalamid Atzmai at Parse. But what is, if he can wait 72 minutes, so now I am Leel the Sivkot and Zion, so there we said in Sivkot and Zion, he brought on Chiluk Hedeyes. The other cells, Yochalal Parse. So then we're talking about Krishma and Brochus and these things, so others hold. But the Yevid, now you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do this if Yochalam Vidal Pals, and he brought down the Shai Chuvah's Machma. So Kaponim, that is this aloche, and just one more aloche. Vim Bishas Krishma Ubirchaisel Nisoyrel, Ben Lektanim, Ben Lekdoilim. Before we spoke about Shemay Nesra, now we're talking about Krishma. So Shemay Nesra, there's a din, he can't be mafsik in the middle of Shemay Nesra. So he says, but even Krishma, Shusach Nesra, Ben Ram Gdoilim, Koyre Kedate. Bishas Krishma, Rotzulim, after the Krishma, Birchisa, Yochel, Leilich, Mimokim, Zela, Mokim, Acha, Lefana, Shama, Lahatomai, Achmash, Messiah, Besefer, Si. After Lahochi, im hu reitze yochel likas kedak vin toch lahavsi. Kivin de mi koidem bodek es atzma. So this is it. Ba'ayim bebir aloche de bi'arnu. So he's in the middle of Shemay Nes, he's in the middle of Krishma, so, and he was bodek es atzma, he can end Shemay Nes, and bichas, he can end Krishma, bichas Krishma. Aber bei Shemayne Esre, du Ingen, Ache, Osso, Loi, Loima, Kima, du Zorchel, in der Kovel, okay, in Jere, Lahamsik, Al Kaponim, Bebiche, Semis, Vyatze, Vlotzeis, und ich komme, der Sie, Juchel, Ach, Kachlis, Magulo, Lotzwille, die Jöse, Toi, im Jochel, Lotzeis, bei Naprokim, that, so he should be able to be Masnech, Kula, Lotzwille. Yeah. We'll stop here, but Agavuche, it's very interesting, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, not like this Mishnah Berurah. He says, if a person is in the middle of Krishma, and he started Krishma already in this, he can start in Shemay Nesra. Not like this Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says he has to start before Shemay Nesra.
Well,
it sounds
like a better key
So the Shaila is how long it took. If we shock a daily Gemara's Kula, he goes to the beginning. That means we cheshbe now how long it takes for him to